Good morning. How would you like to have a fresh start, a new beginning? How would you like to have all your sins forgiven today? Have all your mistakes and failures put forever to rest? The truth is, we can all experience this today. We can be God's child, a member of His kingdom, His church, His family. This is what Christianity is all about, fresh starts and new beginnings, being born again. Read with me, if you will, from John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. Nicodemus knew Jesus was different. Jesus came speaking of a new world coming, a kingdom where there would be peace, peace with God, peace with others, and peace within. Jesus spoke of genuine happiness in an economy where the poor in spirit are given a kingdom, where mourners find comfort, the meek inherit the earth, where mercy is the order of the day, where those who love right and righteousness are always blessed. Jesus spoke of happiness even in times of trials and persecution. Let me ask you this morning, are you interested in such a concept? Are you interested in living this way? Are you interested in a fresh start and a new beginning this morning? Nicodemus was. Jesus told Nicodemus, not only is it possible for you to live in such a kingdom, it's available to everybody. How? Well, look at the verses 3 and 7 of our text. You must be born again. It's interesting to note that the Greek word translated born again in our English Bibles literally means born from above. In fact, out of the 13 times that the Greek word anothen is used in the New Testament, only in our text in verses 3 and 7 is it translated born again by our King James translators. Jesus is saying, I tell you the truth, unless a man is born from above, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Here it is, entrance into this new economy, this new life, is by a new birth. Not a physical birth, not born of this world, but born from His world, born from above. Now, are we willing? Now, you might be surprised how few are really willing to experience this fresh start, this new beginning in God's kingdom. Oh, yes, we want the benefits of this new economy, this new kind of kingdom living, but are we willing to be born into it, born from above? This is our lesson this morning, examining what it means to be born from above. First, we note that the new birth is a spiritual event. Jesus said you must be born again, born from above. Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus was saying. You mean I must return to my mother's womb and be reborn to enter this kingdom of God? No, Jesus said. The new birth is a spiritual event. You see, God's law has always been the same. Things born physical are physical, and things born spiritual are spiritual. Physical things, earthly things, are those things that we can see. They are tangible. They are temporary. They rust, corrode, corrupt, and disappear with time. On the other hand, spiritual things cannot be seen, and they are eternal. Jesus says spiritual things are like the wind. They are real, but you can't see them. However, you can see the effects of them. We can't see spiritual concepts, things like faith, love, mercy, hope, forgiveness, salvation, but we can certainly see their effects. This helps us understand Jesus' statement in Matthew 6, 19 and 20, when He said, Do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust doth destroy, and where thieves break through and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt and destroy, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Indeed, the new birth, fresh starts and new beginnings, is a spiritual event. Secondly, being born from above is a miraculous event. Let me show you what I mean here. Scripture tells us that we are all dead in sin. Ephesians 2, 1 and 2 says, You are dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world. Paul contends in Romans 6, 23 that the wages of sin is death. James 1, 15 tells us the end result of sin is eternal separation from God. We must know this morning that being born from above forgives us of our sins. That means that in the new birth there is reconciliation, justification, forgiveness. Being born results in total, absolute forgiveness. Who can deny that it is miraculous? It is because only God can do it. We can forgive our own sins. We don't have the ability to do that, do we? Thank God for this miraculous event, this fresh start and new beginning made possible by the blood of Christ. Thirdly, the new birth is not self-righteousness. Being born again is not a moral overhaul. It's not a renovation. It's not just deciding to be good and do good. It's not just cleaning up our lives. Being born from above, the process creates a new individual. It is a resurrection to a new life in the kingdom of God. The old man of sin is put to death, crucified, if you will. Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 6. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. When is one freed from sin? What does Paul say here? In the new birth, when we die to sin, crucify the old self, when we are born again, born from above. Now, when does this new birth take place? Romans 6 says, in the event of the New Testament baptism. Note here that we're not reborn by our good works, by our religious activity, by joining a church. Good works are the result of being born again, not the process itself. Paul goes on to say here in Romans chapter 6 that as a result of this being born again, we do good works. We become, he says, instruments of righteousness, verse 13, living sacrifices, chapter 12, verse 1. You see, friends, there's no salvation in self-righteousness. We cannot be religious enough, pious enough, good enough to be born again, to be born from above. Number 4, the new birth cannot be inherited. Christianity is not an inherited religion. God has no grandchildren. Our parents and grandparents may have been Christians, born-again believers. We may be living in, quote, a Christian nation, but the faith and obedience of others cannot save us. Jesus told Nicodemus, you, not Israel, you must be born again. Nicodemus was a Jew, a child of Abraham. His parents and grandparents were Jews, but he was not in the kingdom. Why? Because he had not been born from above. In Acts 10, and verse 35, Peter said, God accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. The Hebrew writer tells us that Jesus is the source of salvation to all who obey him. The new birth, being born from above, this fresh start and new beginning, is a personal choice, a personal response to God. Fifthly, we know that the new birth includes more than religious sincerity. Many today believe that if an individual means well, if one has good intentions, then God will bless them with forgiveness, salvation, and entrance into the kingdom. Question, does our text teach that? No, certainly not. Nicodemus was sincere. Nicodemus was a rabbi, a teacher of God's law. Religiously, he was a Pharisee. That means he was a strict religious conservative. He even believed in Jesus. Yet, note this, he was not in the kingdom of God. Indeed, Paul was sincere in his persecution of Christians. The Ethiopian eunuch was sincere. Cornelius was a good man. They were all sincere, but were not in the kingdom of God until they were born again of water and the Spirit. This brings us to point number 6. The new birth demands obedience. Joining a church, giving a large sum of money to a charitable cause, having an unexplained religious experience as did Cornelius and Saul, going through some religious ritual or affirming a church creed does not mean that we've been born again. The new birth, being born from above, is doing what God asks us to do. It is obedience, obedience out of a proper motive. Allow me to support this concept from Scripture. John 3:14. Jesus was lifted up on the cross like Moses lifted up the snake in the desert wilderness. How did those bitten of the snakes receive their deliverance from death? By faith. By believing and obeying, by trusting God's promises enough that they obeyed and looked upon the brazen serpent Moses placed on the pole. This is the very point Jesus makes. God so loved the world that he gave, lifted up his Son on the cross, so that he that believes should be saved. Were the Israelites who refused to look upon the serpent saved from the snake bites? No. Can we be saved unless we be born again of water and spirit? No. Listen to 1 Peter 1:22-23. Seeing you have purified, cleansed yourselves by obeying the truth. For you have been, what? You've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring Word of God. How were they born again? By obeying the truth, God's truth, His Word. Turn one page in your Bibles and Peter will tell us when this cleansing, this purification took place. 1 Peter 3:20-21. In the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, in it only a few people, that is, 8 souls, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of the dirt from the body, but an answer of a good conscience towards God. Did the water really save Noah? No. What saved him? An obedient faith. We know that because that's what Hebrews 11 says, that Noah was saved by faith. Does the water of baptism save us? No. What does? An obedient faith. Acts 2:41-47 verifies this conclusion. When Peter told his audience on Pentecost that to be forgiven they must repent and be baptized, the scriptures tell us in verse 41, those who accepted his message were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. In verse 47, the Lord added to the church, the kingdom, to their number, to those being saved. Is there any doubt that the new birth, fresh starts, and new beginnings demand that we obey God's commandments? Friends, listen to me carefully. There must be a point at which we go from being sinners to being forgiven, from being lost to being saved, from being outside of Christ to being clothed with Christ, from being out of the kingdom to being in the kingdom, from being out of the church to being added to the church, from being a child of Satan to becoming a child of God. What is that point of forgiveness, that point of salvation? The Bible teaches that it is baptism. Listen to Paul from Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all the sons of God. How? By faith in Jesus Christ. When, for as many of you as been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, have been clothed with Christ. What saves us? Faith. Faith is what makes us pleasing to God. When do we pass from lost to saved? At New Testament baptism. No wonder the Bible has Jesus saying, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:16. Have you been born again? Born from above? Have you experienced this fresh start, this new beginning? You can. By faith, repentance, and New Testament baptism, immersion in water for the forgiveness of your sins, becoming clothed with Christ. Come enjoy this new life in Christ, this fresh start and new beginning. Friends, if we can help you, would you please let us know? Until next week, may God bless and keep you.